It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
Curaçao, or Curaçao, is a former Dutch colony with a population of just over 190,000 souls. Located in the Southern Caribbean, it has, over the years, pivoted from an economy where oil refining brought it big dollars to one where tourism is a key foreign exchange earner. Its Dutch characteristics make it an idyllic and interesting place among the so-called ABC Islands of Aruba, Curaçao, and Bonaire, which is well worth a visit. A privately driven project is underway in Curaçao to add value to the tourism product and the residents on a whole by incorporating Bitcoin payments in places of business. Privkey LLC and its founder William Santiago are part of this initiative, educating merchants and pushing the adoption of the Lightning Network as an attractive means of accepting the leading cryptocurrency from visitors to the island and just about anybody else. The Lightning Network uses blockchain technology, which is a secure ledger, allowing anyone making payments in Bitcoin to bypass other costlier transaction payment companies by cutting out the middleman. It caters to fast transactions that are protected by cryptography and puts money directly and quickly into the hands of merchants. Santiago is among a group of persons who are educating business owners and customer service providers in the tourism industry about how they may use this technology to earn from Curaçao's number one foreign exchange earner. According to the entrepreneur and advocate of Bitcoin adoption, the tiny island is making progress with adoption by both merchants and citizens. There are several digital wallets which may be downloaded easily and some that may be adopted for either individual purposes or business. We have undertaken a trial with Moon Wallet, that's M-U-U-N Wallet, which individuals may consider due to its Lightning Network features and use with Bitcoin. The transactions are quick and simple to perform. Santiago tells Blockchain Business there are at least 90 merchants from a wide range of businesses who have signed on to Bitcoin transactions using this cheaper, faster, safer means of moving money from one location to another, via a smartphone, for example, to pay for meals or drinks at a restaurant or hotel. All contacts with the tourism industry in Barbados indicate that nothing of the sort is being implemented in the 166 square miles where government has been talking about moving from sugarcane to blockchain. Should it be a consideration for an island that competes for a global tourism market? Which comes first, the chicken or the egg? Thank you for listening to this edition of Blockchain Business on Voice of Barbados, Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. Do stay tuned for more.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.